I only had $200 left in my bank account. Like, that was it, $200. I was sitting in a hotel room in South Carolina on the edge of the bed with my hand on my forehead. And I had a tough decision to make. Like, one of those moments where you don't know exactly how the outcome is gonna be and you're scared as hell. I was at this hotel in South Carolina because I was a paid speaker at a conference there. And I had to speak at this event. Now, I was speaking for 2 days. I had to speak Wednesday night, and then I had to speak Friday night. So Thursday in the middle, I had a little bit of room. But in the middle of those two nights on that Thursday, there was this other event, another conference happening in Florida. And I had positioned myself to be on a panel or as a panelist with three other people. One of those people was TJ Holmes. Now, TJ Holmes at the time was the weekend anchor for CNN, like the guy on CNN for the weekend. And I was like, man, I wanted to get in front of TJ because I knew if I got a shot in front of him, maybe he would see my potential, and then I could pitch him on having me be a segment on his show. Like, I had been studying the show. I've been watching it for the past 6 months. I have been researching it. I've been looking at how they do topics, how they run their segments. So I was ready, and I had some pitch ideas ready to roll. But I had to kill it on the panel first. But I had to get to the panel. You understand what I'm saying? So I had to see if I was going to really take this flight from South Carolina to go to Florida, and what if something happens? Like, what if I don't make it back on time to the event in South Carolina? Like, if I don't make it back in time for this event, like, that I'm contracted to speak at this event. If I don't make it back, I'm not only gonna lose the last $200 that I have to pay for the flights to Florida, I'm also gonna not get paid for the contract where I'm at in South Carolina. Like, it's a lose-lose. And I'm going to lose my reputation. It's going to have a ding on that. It's just looks really bad right now at this point, right? But in life, when you get these moments, you have to calculate the risk. I looked at the flights. I checked everything. I said, what's the plan B? Can I rent a car? How long would it take? Would I be able to make it off of like very little sleep? Like, what are the real possibilities here? And how could I make this happen? I looked at the scheduling. I figured there's a little bit of room for a little bit of error. Not much, but enough for me to take this shot. It was too big of an opportunity to let pass by. And by the way, I went on that panel, killed it. Killed it so much, he introduced himself to me immediately, and he was like, hey, stay right here, don't go anywhere. I'm gonna go get my executive producer, Tanisha, and come back down to you. I was like, dude, I am on the clock. I literally only have 30 minutes, and I have to leave here in order to get to the airport on time to get back to South Carolina for something I'm contracted for. I only came here just to meet you and pitch you and do this. So, you know, if you don't mind, can you make this quick? So I met her. She started drilling me. I told her the same thing. Look, I now only have like 20 minutes to catch this, get to the airport, to catch this, to be there in time with enough time to catch the flight. And I had my luggage with me and my arm and everything. And she was like, okay, good. Here's my card. Here's my email. Make sure you pitch me. We want to try you out in 2 weeks. Boom. The rest is history. Made it back to the event. Killed that too. Got paid for that. Gave up my $200, the last 200 bucks that I had to bet on myself, and everything else started going upwards from that point on. Bet on yourself. Calculate the risk and play more offense with your life. All right? And while you're doing that, also check out my sponsor for these podcasts. Like, these podcasts can't happen without the sponsorship. So thank you, Zenni. Zenni is the eyewear that you always see me wearing. I'm always changing up, whether you're watching me on Instagram or listening to me on the podcast in audio. I'm always changing up my eyewear. Glasses start at only $695. They don't break, people. These are durable lenses. They don't have stores. You got to go online, but you can do the virtual try-on and everything. They have so many styles. You can get so many different pairs because it's so inexpensive. And they're fly on top of that. So go check it out. Go to Zenni.com/Mario, and that's how you can get 20% off your next order. All right? Let's lock in, fam. Peace.